You know what? You're listening to Nihal on the BBC Asian Network. It's time for Music with a Message. Every week I talk to the best and brightest of hip-hop, Bhangra, Bollywood and beyond and take a closer look at their music, the message they want to get across, and of course test them and challenge them on that message and the impact that they hope that message has on their listeners. Today, I'm honoured to be joined by not only Pops, but also Raj, both of which make up the mighty Tiger Star. Most of you will be familiar with their track Son of a Sardar, which focuses on Sikh pride and identity. Pops will be talking me through the lyrics of this song, as well as War Cries, which is centered on the life of controversial Sikh leader Jarnail Singh Bindrawala. If you haven't heard the tracks before, I'll be playing them for you, and I would love to get your reaction to find out what you think about these tracks and what you feel that they're saying today. Pops, welcome to the show, brother.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. And Raj, welcome as well, my friend.
What's happening,
indeed, man? nice and chilled as ever, as I would appreciate you would be. So, guys, Music with a Message is something we do here. Now, there are very much two sides to Tiger Style, isn't there? There's the side of Tiger Style that's for the feet and for the hands and for the head nodding, and then there's the side of Tiger Style which is for the mind and for the heart and for the soul. Would that be true?
Yeah, that's good.
Right. So why is there that other? Why are there two sides to Tiger Style? Why do you think it's important?
It's important because just as a person, you know, everyone has that fun and partying kind of side to them. But then, you know, in their own kind of time, that everyone has that more spiritual and deeper side to them as well, you know. And I think as an artist, you need to kind of showcase both of those kind of sides to yourself, you know. Obviously, we make Bhangra music, which is mainly, you know, dance orientated, but then there's a deeper side that is really important for us to get across, you know. And also, being brought up as Sikhs as well, it's important for us to give back to our community in some sort of way.
And do you think that it's quite interesting that you do the albums, and the albums are not only kind of lyrically, but the imagery is very, very strong, isn't it? It's very, very strong. Now, in a time where religion as a form of spirituality is not under question, but anything that is seen to be extreme in any way is treated with a lot of kind of fear, really. Do you find that you have to be very sensitive to how you promote your religion?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the kind of recent climate, especially probably after 9/11,
Sikhs were actually mistakenly murdered in America, weren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, and the whole kind of association with the turban and beard has kind of brought the spotlight on Sikhs, you know. But I think right from the start, from the message from the gurus has always been, you know, there has to be a physical side to the struggle as well as a spiritual side, you know, that as well as internally as a human being, there's a revolution going on inside of you. There needs to be something that that makes society better, you know. And they were active in communities. They were active in the independence of India, the independence of the people of that that country or that society. So, you know, it's always been there, you know. Whether certain events recently have kind of made people think negatively of these kind of, I don't even know how to put it, like probably just, you know, just to kind of enlighten people or to kind of make people a bit more aware or conscious about what's happening around them. You know, these kind of elements have always been in Sikhism, and even before Sikhism, you know, politics plays a huge part in everyone's life, whether you're aware of it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and politics. But the thing is that once politics becomes entwined with religion, that is when religion becomes dangerous, because then politicians use religion as a way of controlling people and dividing people.
Yeah, totally. Religion is passion. You know, and I think that's what makes people so heated, gets people so heated, you know, when there's an attack on a community's identity or their belief or their land, you know, people become passionate about it.
See, and the thing is that I don't really think that it's religion that becomes dangerous, you know. I think it's the politics that distorts the actual meaning or the actual message that's within religion that is dangerous, you know. Every religion preaches the same thing, you know. Every religion is a path to God. Every religion is, tells you to be kind and to protect the weak and, you know, to look after people within your community and out with your community. You know, there's no religion that says, you know, go out and kill people, you know. It's politics and just...
It's a misuse of the religion.
But people could use tracks. Politicians could even use a track of like Son of a Sardar, which is a rallying call to Sikh youth. Would I be right in describing it as that?
Yeah.
The politicians could use something like, I mean, some of the lyrics, you know, we're not hiding anywhere, so you better recognize this concept of martyrdom has started from us, the Sings, warriors cause chaos, don't accept oppression and never lose the struggle. Now, they sound like the words of a politician as much as a religious person, and that could be open to exploitation, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think it could be, but then you have to realise where the song comes from, you know, the concept of being a sardar, you know, and from what time and what context that's, you know, that
but times have changed, haven't they? 400 years, times have changed, haven't they?
Times have changed, but I think at the same time,
you're not being overrun by Mughal hordes,
But then that same, I mean, the struggle was there for a reason, you know, for the betterment of that community or the betterment of a human being, you know. So it's not. I mean, the track is about confidence, being confident of being a sardar, being the son of a sardar. But then, I mean, what we're really looking at is what does it mean to be a son of a sardar, you know?
Right.
What traditions are associated with and what responsibilities are associated with being a sardar?
Do you think, though, in the climate that we live in, Raj and Pops, do you not think that using a word such as martyrdom in a track... Now, there are no Islamic rap tracks that have ever been, I'm sure, playlisted on the BBC Asia Network, which use a word like martyrdom. Martyrdom is such a politically charged word. Did you not feel sensitivity when the rapper wrote those lines? Did you not think maybe we shouldn't include that word because of the connotations that it has now?
Well, I mean, you're saying the connotations that it has now?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been brought up with the concept of martyrdom being part of our education in Sikhism,
right?
You know, some events that happened recently, which have pretty much nothing to do with the Sikh community, really. You know, and a negative light being shone on the Sikh community because of 9/11 or what's happened since then. Between the Muslim community and the Western powers or whatever, we don't see why that should kind of somehow limit what the message of Sikhism is.
But then on one hand, you're saying that you know that Sikhs were unfairly, and rightly you're saying that they're unfairly targeted in the aftermath of 9/11. But then you're using similar words to the words that those very people who committed those crimes use.
I mean, you're saying they committed crimes, or you know, the Western.
Well, was 9/11 a crime or not? I don't know.
No, I'm not saying it's not a crime. You know,
right.
I'm saying that the dialogue which is used these days, you know, to describe certain acts, I mean, if you look at it from their point of view, the people committing these acts, you know, I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah.
I'd probably say they're wrong. But, you know, we don't see no comparison. You know,
but the fact that you use that word...
using a word, you can use a word anywhere.
But words are so powerful, aren't they?
Words are powerful, but then where Sikh history comes from, you know, and where our traditions come from, we need to be able to represent them. you know.
Absolutely.
And we can't lose them just because of, you know, what other communities are doing, or, you know, what people that are misusing their power or whatever, or
misinterpreting their religion. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to Son of a Sardar, and we'll come back to speak to Raj and Pops afterwards. Remember, if you do want to get in contact with us and ask any questions of Raj and Pops, or you have anything that comes from listening to this track, Son of a Sardar, this is how you get in contact with us.
Call 08459 440 445. Text 81869.
Email Nihal
at bbc.co.uk.
ਇਹ ਅਣਖ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸਿੰਘ ਹਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਣੇ ਖਾਣੇ ਦੇ ਪੈਰੀ ਡਿੱਗਦਾ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਨਾ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਉਹਦੇ ਚ ਆਕੜ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ। ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਮਾਂ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸਿੰਘ।
I'm a son of a Sardar. The five rivers gives birth to these live ninjas. They didn't want us to survive, but we ride, ninja. I represent the Punjabi pride for life, ninja. For the cause that we fight and die, ninja. My ninja strap the bombs to the side and catch flight. Brain to Wahe Guru before the sunrise. Sacrifices made by these things won't be forgotten. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Pay homage to the gurus and the Khalsa. My forefathers were martyrs and maharajas. Real shaheeds that died for you and me. The plight of the Sikhs is alive, not deceased. It's inside of me. Tati tavi te bhege guru ji haq di khatir. Misal mil nahi sakdi koi na de proper. Desh gulami rehna si ji hundi na hindi chadar. Qurbani de de jana guru dekh bahadur. I'm a son of a Sardar. My ninjas we all got tiger. And it's that Punjabi code language. It ain't no decipher. It's hot now most dangerous. The hype here once. It's less unknown cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic. I'm a son of a Sardar. My ninjas we all got tiger. And it's that Punjabi code language. It ain't no decipher. It's hot now most dangerous. The hype here once. It's less unknown cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic. I'm a son of a Sardar. ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਨੀ ਲੁਕੇ ਇਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਪਛਾਣਿਓ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਰੀਤ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਚੱਲੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੂਰਮੇ ਪੌਂਦ ਨੇ ਤਰਫਲੀ ਜਬਰ ਨਾ ਸਹਾਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਕਦ ਨਾ ਹਾਰ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਤਲੀ ਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਜਾਣ ਦੇਸ ਲਈ ਵਾਰ ਸੱਚ ਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਪੱਗ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਸਿੱਧਿਕ ਦੀ ਖਾਨ ਸੀਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਕਟੀਲੇ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਸ਼ੈਸ਼ੀਲੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਠਾਠਾ ਮਾਰ ਜੋਸ਼ੀਲੇ ਜਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਹਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਭਾਗੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੀਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਬ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਰੱਖੇ ਖੂਨ ਬੁਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਬਣੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਜਲਿਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਬਾਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਹੱਥ ਦੀ ਕਰਤੀ ਖੂਹੀ ਹਜੇ ਵੀ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਭਰਦੀ ਸੂਰਿਆ ਉਦਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਲੰਡ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤਬਾਹੀ Hot now, most dangerous. The hype here once is us, unknown cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic. I'm a son of a Sardar. In my ninjas, we all got tiger. And it's that Punjabi code language. It ain't no deciphers. Hot now, most dangerous. The hype here once is us, unknown cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic.
I'm a son of a Sardar. And a Sardarni. My people in the farming. No man can harm me. We got our own army. The Khalsa. That's what we call the Sardar of the Maharaja. Thus, my Pasha Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the king of me. And the ring of Sikh. It's our responsibility to keep the memory of the legend. Tenji's alive, like Guru Nanak stopping the rock at Banja Sar, and the Char Sahibs that lost their lives, and the Banj Pyare that were ready to die, or the Jali Mukti that sacrificed. The story of these saints brings tears to my eyes, but I'm a son of a Sardar. Khanda hanging from the mirror of my car, yelling that Jakarta like Bole Sone Hal, and if my people hear me, holla Satsri Akal. I'm a son of a Sardar. We all got tiger and it's that Punjabi code language. It ain't no deciphers. Hot now, most dangerous. The hype here once is us, I know cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic. I'm a son of a Sardar. In my ninjas, we all got tiger and it's that Punjabi code language. It ain't no deciphers. Hot now, most dangerous. The hype here once is us, I know cause. And I'm all anguish when I pick up the mic.
I'm a son of a Sardar. Yeah, right, me. Tiger style and Con Weezy. We just dropped the bomb, baby. What it do? I'm a son of a Sardar.
Yes, Son of a Sardar, you listen to Nihal on the BBC Asian Network. And of course, it's time for Music with a Message. We've already been played that track, I'm Son of a Sardar. We have Raj and Pops from Tiger Star with us this morning, who are going to be talking about the lyrics contained within that track, and also another track of War Cries, which we're going to be playing in a little bit. Of course, discussing the controversial Sikh leader, Jarnail Singh Bhindranwala. And focusing on Sikhism and where Sikhism is in the 21st century and their opinion of it and why they bring that message into their music. Raj, Pops, good morning, sirs.
Now, yeah, what's up?
Now we've had an email in from Abdul in Manchester. Now, he's wrote, if a Muslim had written a song with lyrics like Son of a Sardar, he'd be in Guantanamo for glorifying terrorism. Does that show then that the anti-terror legislation is only to keep Muslims quiet? What do you think about an email like that?
I think he has a point.
You think he does have a point?
I think he does have a point. Obviously, laws and the government are obviously going to look at, they have to look at everyone in an equal light, you know.
Were you surprised?
I think if a Muslim did use the same sort of language within a track.
I mean, a Muslim has used the same kind of language, you know, like...
Aki Nawaz,
you know, his last album, if you listen to that material, like, a lot of it...
But that none of those tracks were playlisted on the Asian... Were you surprised that it got playlisted?
Why were they not?
Were you surprised that that Son of a Sardar was playlisted on the Asian Network? Daytime radio play for a track?
Because, I mean, for the last few years, the CD series has been coming out on Wasaki. There's always that one album coming out on Wasaki which has this type of material in it, where, you know, we're discussing Sikh politics as well as the Sikh identity, and targeting towards the youth. And to be honest, not many radio stations or radio presenters have actually picked up on that material. I think Ado has shown a lot of support, and then over the years, you know, Bobby and just I think just from the fact that, you know, every year we're coming out with something, so that the releases are consistent, and, you know, we're trying to target the youth, and it's a positive message more than anything.
And it's not all about, you know, martyrdom or all about Shahidi. You know, a lot of the tracks that we've tried to put forward in the recent albums have been more towards the, you know, more spiritual side or the more peaceful side of Sikhism as well, because, you know, that side cannot be neglected either, you know.
I think the other thing is, I was just thinking while the track was going on, There's a limited understanding of what martyrdom is these days, I think. Yeah. I think soon as someone says martyrdom, you think terrorist.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And martyrdom was the most noble way to use your life, you know, for something good, you know.
Exactly what the terrorists say today, isn't it, though? That's exactly what they say.
I mean, that's something that... that they need to take responsibility for. What I'm telling you is that, you know, in the Sikh traditions and in the warrior traditions of like for the last I don't know how many centuries, martyrdom is the most noble way to die, and martyrdom would be it's for the betterment of the whole community, or for the betterment of people who are not as powerful as, you know, who they're being oppressed by or who they're being targeted by, you know.
Yeah, I mean, along the same line, something that I was thinking while that song was playing as well was that, you know, someone like Malcolm X, you know, died to for the betterment of his community and for the betterment of society in general. Someone like Martin Luther King died for the betterment of his community and for the, you know, betterment of society.
These are martyrs, but they didn't take anyone's life, you know. And there's plenty of examples of that in Sikh. In the Sikh history as well, people like Bhai Taru Singh, who was targeted for having long hair. There's many, you know, who have not actually, they're not active in terms of going out and chopping people up, but they are targets themselves, you know, and they give their life for what they believe in and staying true to what they believe in. So I think martyrdom is not as just, you know, going out and actively, you know, picking up arms and fighting for something, but it's more staying true to what you believe in, you know.
Okay, let's go to Paul in Leamington Spa, who's called in. Good morning, Paul. What would you like to ask Raj and Pop some Tiger Style?
Just a bit of a query, really. It's a great track.
Thank you.
Myself, so I think it's a really heavy tune.
Nice
the only question I have is part of the lyrics in the latter end of the track. So I say something along the lines of, oh, I'm a Sikh or all this, and I'm Sikh and I've got a kanda hanging from the sort of mirror of my car, rear view mirror. Now, to Sikh, to most young Sikhs, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean
you mean it's just a symbol of coolness rather than understanding the religious significance?
I mean, not being funny, and like I said, I like the track. But I've seen young guys, they've got like a kunda on the middle of their car, you know, they've got the bass going and all the rest of it, fine, cigarette in one hand, white girl in the other. Why bother including such a useless lyric?
I think that what you need to understand is the lyrics have been written by Gunwar and Ramneek from the States, and the concept around the whole track was when we came up with the concept of Son of a Sardar. I spoke to Rom and Gunwar about basically putting something together which would represent what Sikhs are, you know. But at the same time, we wanted to really reach out to every denomination of Sikh, you know, whether they're educated in Sikh history or not, you know. And I think the track being something that we wanted to reach out to young people, especially, you know. It's more of like just having a connection with people, and I think that's why they've used.
To a lot of young people, that's all it is a symbol.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the rest of the track?
Arguing with you. It's a cracking track. Uh-huh. But I mean, Sikhism is about being pure and not taking the intoxicants into your body and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing in. You know. There's nothing about that in the track, is there?
Oh no.
There's not a single lyric about living an alcohol free or smoking free lot.
If you look at the context of the album, there's plenty of tracks in the album that discuss all them things. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. We're looking at one song which was more about being pride. It's a pride factor. You know, being proud of being a Sikh, you know.
Plus then the thing is, I mean, those people that are maybe do think that, you know, that's all it's about, you know, that you know, I've got to come down my car and, you know, that's cool, whatever. I think this track is to remind them as well that, you know, you have got that come down your track, but what does that come down represent? You know, every lyric that comes up to that point, you know, is reminding them that, look, you've got this come down your car, and the reason you have that come down your car is because all these people came and, you know, they taught us all this stuff before.
I mean, these guys were, Gunwar and Ramneek were inspired by the Sikh daily prayer, the Ardas. You know, and in the Ardas, we remember the 10 gurus, we remember the five beloved ones, Panch Pyare, the Guru Gobind Singh's four sons, Char Sahibzade, Jali Mukte, the 40 Shaheeds, and so on, you know. And then we remember all the temples, the Gurdwara, you know. You know, there's so much in the track that has been inspired by, you know, the kind of daily routine of being a Sikh.
We're gonna have to break it here because we're just gonna go to the news and then we're gonna come back to this. Remember, you're listening to Music with a Message. We are interviewing Tiger Star Raj and Pops from Tiger Star. Thank you very much to Paula from Leamington Spa. Music with a Message. We've had lots and lots of texts coming in. Reva is here to read them out. Hello, Reva.
Hello. We've got one here from Ranjit who says the track is cringingly embarrassing. Please take it off, and I'm a Sikh. Another one here saying Son of a Sardar is required to link the youth with the heritage of their religion and make them realise it's important. Another one here saying, hi Nihal, I think the song is very emotionally charged and you get the feeling that it's very personal. One here from Sanj who says, Brinda Vala was a hero. Stand up for your rights, stand up for what you believe in and stand up for justice. I respect the boys for involving Sikh youth in our history and for reminding us of our responsibilities and Guruji's teachings. And one more saying, awesome track. I get goosebumps every time I listen to it. It's fantastic, boys.
Okay, there you are. Very, very varied opinions there. And have you found that, thank you, Reva, have you found that the track has split opinion even amongst the Sikh community or largely the Sikh community have backed you on this track?
I mean, to be honest, like, wherever we go in the world, I mean, people give us opinions about our sort of commercial music, but when it comes to the music that we make on a religious or on a spiritual kind of level, the only feedback we've ever had is positive. You know, people might maybe disagree with certain small elements of tracks or, you know, say that the beat could have been a bit more, you know, light or whatever, but the actual message or the actual
sentiment
behind the track, it always gets a really positive reaction, you know. And people are always saying, you know, keep doing what you're doing, make sure these albums keep coming out because it's really important.
Now, I mean, it's really important, and I remember when the track first came out that it was there very much to educate people who perhaps, you know, they do put things in their car windows rather than understanding why they're doing these things. Now, the thing is, once you're educated, now, for instance, you know, pay homage to the gurus and the Khalsa. My forefathers were martyrs and maharajas, real shaheeds that died for you and me. The plight of the Sikhs is alive, not deceased. It's inside of me. Now, if a 13-year-old Sikh decides to look beyond that, look further than that, hears the word martyr, shaheed, that died, etc., etc., and then discovers that a certain community was involved in the martyrdom of these early Sikhs, okay? Mm-hmm. Couldn't that lead to kind of the revival of division within, from within the Asian community, where young Sikhs suddenly realize, well, this particular community back in the day oppressed us and tried to kill us?
No, because the message from Guru Nanak has always been about peace, you know. Guru Nanak's first disciple and best friend was Mardana, who was a Muslim, you know. So these things, you know, I think it's more abusing what the message of a song is rather than actually listening to
it. So digging deeper, you would find more.
The gurus were never against Muslims. They were never against a different community of religious people.
I mean, they were against the
Mughal oppression. Yeah. And that was the same for any oppressor, you know. Maharaja Ranjit Singh was always... confronted by or showing a front to the invading British rule, you know.
Yeah.
And that's always been the case. It's never been about religion, you know.
But it's clearly about oppression,
you know.
But then that's open to interpretation by people, isn't it? Because some people and some Sikhs, some Hindus, some are virulently anti-Muslim, aren't they? And they try and cite the history as reasons for being so.
No, well, I mean, the religious Muslims understand the situation, and even at the time, there was religious Muslims that were siding with the gurus.
Mm.
You know, there's documented proof of it. You know.
And that's a message that needs to be put forward, I think, to some of these people who are misguided, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we would say to, you know, any 13-year-old, 12-year-old, whatever age you are, that hears the track and, you know, wants to know a bit more, is that, you know, find an educated person and sit with them and, you know, learn the history properly. You know,
I think the best source of information or best source of to know what the actual opinion of the guru would be is to read the scriptures, read Gurbani, and see what it is that the guru had to say about it, you know. Guru Nanak's message, you know, all the guru's message is all about peace and all about you know, mankind accepting people, other people, as equal to yourself, you know. And it's a spiritual message.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, you only have to look at the first word that appears in our scriptures, and that is Ek Onkar, which means there is one God. So if there is one God, then, you know, we are all his children, no matter what, you know, religious belief that we have, you know. Every religion, as I said earlier as well, is a path to God. It's just different paths that we follow.
Absolutely.
To go to the same place.
Absolutely. Let's speak to Anil in Coventry, who's called up. Good morning, Anil. What would you like to say to Tiger Star?
Good morning, Nihal.
How are you, sir?
Just a quick question regarding the lyrics in the song Sarva Siddharth. At the beginning of the track, as far as I can understand, there is a lyric that says, strap a bomb to your side and take a flight. Now, I'm just...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say strap a bomb. It says strap Qurban.
Strap Qurban to the
center. Sikhs will a Qurban.
And take a flight. I don't understand what that lyric particularly means, then, strap a Qurban and take a flight. What's the...
It says strap Qurbans to the side, we catch flight, praying to Wahaguru. I think it's a metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a metaphor that, you know, I mean, Sikhs wear the 5Ks once they've taken Amrit, you know. So catching a flight and you know, waking up before sunrise and doing your daily prayer is part of, you know, the routine of once you've taken that oath that you're going to become a Sikh. You know,
right.
and being baptized as a Sikh.
Yeah, that's good clarification, because obviously a lot of people I know listen to that song as well are getting mixed messages on what that lyric means or how it's coming across.
I think they need to really listen to the lyrics.
They probably need to Google them online and get the
lyrics. There's no way bomb sounds the same as Qurban.
Okay. Do you think,
Raj Pops, do you have the lyrics anywhere where people can read them?
No, we didn't have them up until now. I think this week,
right.
I kind of quickly typed them out and sent them into your program.
Just but there's nowhere online where so things like the Anil set and Anil set. Anil, were you right in saying that some of your friends, wasn't just you, it was some of your friends?
No, absolutely. I mean, that the lyrics can be construed as sometimes controversial in terms of, you know, a divide between Sikhs and Hindus and, you know, other things
that.
And that's where people are getting a mixed message on this particular track. And that's why, obviously, some people say, well, that doesn't sound right, or this doesn't sound right. And maybe if you have the lyrics up somewhere, and people can, you know, take a proper look at it.
Anil, isn't it sad, though, in this day and age, that two very, very proud Sikh men can't make a track saying that they're proud to be Sikh, that they're proud of their religion, they're proud of the history and the sacrifices that they were made in making their religion how strong it is today. They can't do any of that without people accusing them of inciting terrorism and religious hatred. Isn't that a bit sad, Anil?
To a certain degree, I agree with that particular statement, but what you've got to look at from every angle is that whether somebody's pride can be an insult to somebody else, and that's the thing we've got to look at. We don't want to, you know, isolate any other religion or sect
by
being proud of something that everybody else is not proud about. You know, we want to make sure that we're not offending anybody by what we're basically putting forward on the radio.
And do you think the Tiger Style did offend people?
I think it has got some elements in there for those people who are not Sikh, or those people who are maybe Hindu may take offence.
But what elements? What elements would that be? Do you think, Anil?
Listening to the track, there's elements about, you know, if it wasn't for Sikhism, then everybody would have been converted into Hinduism and things like that.
Where does it say that in the track?
It doesn't say.
I'm sorry, it doesn't say that in the track anywhere.
Right. Okay.
So I think,
like I said, it's open to interpretation. I'm not saying that you're.
Do you feel that?
I think the line that you're referring, to is where they talk about Guru Tegh Bahadur and being the, I think, what is it?
Hindered
each other, you know, and that is, it's a label given to Guru Tegh Bahadur. It's a honor, you know. It's a statement. Describing
I understand what I'm trying to say. It's open to interpretation, and you know, other oppressed religions may feel aggrieved that your lyrics are coming out aimed at them rather than to promote Sikhism.
I think they would appreciate it. You know, I think they would appreciate it knowing what the story behind it was.
And plus, the thing
people
is,
that are educated, you know, would know about it.
If you look at it, right? If we're saying, if you interpret that line as being that, you know, Guru Tegh Bahadurji gave his life for the protection of the Hindu religion, you know, or one interpretation might be that, you know, without his Shahidi, there wouldn't have been, you know, a continuation of Hinduism. I mean, he must have had a lot of love for Hinduism
Anil, just let him finish and then I'll bring you back in.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
You know, so that, you know, I mean, like I was saying, it's just interpretation. You could interpret it as saying that, you know, maybe, you know, we are the people that kind of protected all these religions or whatever. But at the same time, you have to respect the fact that these Gurbaniya that were made by gurus or made by any Shaheeds to protect members of other religions meant that they had a lot of respect and a lot of love for the essence of that religion.
Okay, Anil?
Yeah, no, I quite agree. Like I said, the point I'm trying to make is we need to make sure we don't alienate other people with something we're dead proud of. And that's all I'm saying is sometimes the lyrics may be open to interpretation a different manner, and it's good that you got the guys on the show explaining what they, you know, what they believe and why they've used the lyrics that they're using.
Absolutely.
All I'm saying is that we may need to take care not to basically send out the wrong message and do the complete opposite.
I mean, that's why we
want to achieve.
That's why we find it really important to put, you know, the more spiritual tracks on these kind of albums as well, to say that, you know, take the fourth album in the series. It had a track on there called Moko Satnam. Now, I mean, we are Sikh producers. The singer on the track was a Hindu girl, and the first person to play it on radio was Adil Ray, who's a Muslim, you know? So you know, at the same time, while we're trying to awaken people to, you know, certain elements of our heritage, we're also trying to you know, make people aware of the fact that our religion is open to everyone. And, you know, that's why Harmandir Sahib has so many ways to get into it, you know.
Yeah.
That's why there's Tartar Magic. You know, every religion can come to, is going to the same place.
Okay,
you know?
Let's go to Ashok Singh, who's called in. Thank you, Anil. Ashok, in Birmingham.
Hi, Nihal.
How are you, sir?
How's it going?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I just want to translate the lyrics slightly, what the last caller was saying. Nanak naam jahaje, jare so utre paar. That's what I think he was on about, because that's just the proper lyrics.
Okay. What do you feel about the track, Ashok?
I think it's, I'm more into traditional Punjabi music.
Right.
But I don't listen to this kind of music much. But I think this particular four or five albums which Tiger Style have released have been absolutely fantastic,
right,
and absolutely educational for the youth. I think it's not doing no harm whatsoever. And
do you think Ashok?
I feel sorry for the people who think it does.
Ashok, do you think? I mean, how old are you, Ashok?
If I'm 37.
You're 37 now. Do you have kids?
I do, yes.
Right. Now, do you feel that the Sikh youth, and I'll ask the same question to Tiger Style in a minute, that they are losing their Sikh identity? That it's under attack?
I don't know
attack
so much as losing it, but it's not been taught so much in the family, in the house. And I think it should be much more than what they have been told at the moment.
Okay. Well, listen, we're gonna have to move on, because we wanna get the track War Cries in now and talk and move on from Son of a. Subject is holding from Birmingham. Subject, don't worry, we will come to you. Rajan Pops, hold tight. This is War Cries, and we will come back and talk about this.
Visitors to the Golden Temple expect to hear the sound of fireworks during festivals. But this time, a different kind of explosion echoed the skies of Amritsar.
The track is called War Cries. I'm sorry we had to cut it a little bit short there. It's a Very, very strong track indeed, with a very, very strong message in it. It's by Tiger Style. It's music with a message, of course. Each Tuesday we do this, and I'm joined by Tiger Style. Now, it's probably a stupid question, really, but what's your opinion of Bindranwala? Is it largely positive or negative, or is it wholly positive?
We feel he was a character, you know.
Okay, that's very diplomatic. You know, what do you mean by that? Is it a very straightforward question? Was it positive? Do you see him as a hero of Sikhism?
Yeah, we do see him as a hero.
Right. Okay.
I feel that, you know. I think in today's light, you look back at, you know, what happened in 84, and you know, and the Sikh struggle at the time, you know, or even after the martyrdom of Bindranwala, you look at what happened and you feel that, you know what, there were certain elements that weren't right. But I think the essence of the struggle and the message of Bindranwala was really, really simple. You know, stand up for what you believe in, make sure you're not being oppressed by the government. It's basically just making people conscious of the political situation and how politics was being played in Punjab, you know, and how the religious masses were trying to be kind of diverted towards voting for a certain party. That's all it was, you know. And I think communities just got caught up in that whole mess.
Now,
and that's what led to so many years of violence.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, presumably you're aware of a book, Tragedy of Punjab, 1985, by the Sikh author Khushwant Singh. He says that he tried to assert his view of Sikhism by preaching hatred against the Hindus to divide the communities, and he ran his own school of terrorism, and he encouraged young Sikhs to carry guns as well as kirpans. Now, how do you respond to comments about this?
I strongly disagree with that.
Okay.
I strongly disagree with that because I've personally sat and listened to, I wouldn't say exactly every single speech of recorded of Sanjana Singh, but I'd probably say about 95% of the speeches of Sanjana Singh. There's not one single speech in there where he's preaching hatred towards Hindus or any other community. It's more about trying to protect the Sikh community. But trying to protect the Sikh identity and where the youth was going at the time. There's a lot of deeply religious and spiritual message in what he says.
What do you think about him?
A lot of it is not even political, to
but
be honest.
But what about, you know, him? But he did use politics. I mean, he did run, didn't he? For certain, and he was very powerful, wasn't he? Politically,
he didn't run for any party,
right?
And he wasn't a politician at all.
He understood politics, though, didn't he? And he understood the power of politics, because obviously at the time there was a great deal of friction within the Sikh political community, wasn't there?
Yeah,
there was. You know, but he stood for
trying to protect the rights of the Sikh community, which I think at the time someone did need to stand
absolutely
for.
Absolutely,
you know?
And I've read a lot about that, and that seemed like someone really needed. But did he? And this is where I've spoke to Sikhs whose opinions differ very, very wildly on Mr. Bindranwala. Was about taking weapons into the Golden Temple. And about using and you know, fortifying himself in the Golden Temple and the appropriateness of doing that.
Yeah, I think there's varied opinion on that. I think from my standpoint, or my opinion would be that Sikhs from the start have always been armed. You know, from becoming baptized and wearing a kirpan, Sikhs are always armed. You know. And they're armed to defend themselves, not to oppress anyone or to attack anyone, you know. And I think the idea of taking arms into the Golden Temple was for defence, I would feel, anyway.
Okay, let's go to sub. Yeah, go. Sorry, you know, finish.
And then the other thing. I mean, I watched a documentary on this, and at the time, you know, the government had a complete eye on what was happening there, you know, and if there was something going wrong and there was arms being imported into that complex which were illegal, then, you know, why was it not stopped before? You know, obviously they were working towards something.
What changed? Because
so I think there was a lot of politics being played there, and it's too easy to just say, oh, you know, why did he reuse the Golden Temple and take arms in? Well, why was he allowed then, you know?
Yeah, because he actually gave himself up on several occasions beforehand, didn't he? Without
I think he gave himself up in 1982, and they didn't have any charges against him, so they had to let him go.
Was he in any way anti-Hindu? Or anti-Muslim?
I remember there's one speech which I remember quite clearly, where two of his really close associates were imprisoned, and he talks about while those guys were in prison, they actually opened up a Hindu temple in the prison for the Hindu inmates, as well as having a gurdwara in the prison. They opened up a Hindu temple as well. So I think the people that say that he was completely anti-Hindu need to listen to his speeches before they say anything. I think a lot of it is just basically hearsay. I wouldn't for a second entertain the notion that Bindranwale was anti-Hindu.
As you wouldn't in your personal life do anything like that either. Tiger Style, Raj Pops, thank you very, very much indeed. I think that you've done a great job coming in here today and explaining your music and your...
I think the one point that I need to kind of make was that War Cries was the first political track or politically charged track that we made. And a lot of people ask this question, why did you do it? You know, and it wasn't to incite any kind of friction or anything. It was basically we felt that the situation in 84 and what happened after it was something that happened in our lifetime. You know, and we felt that it wasn't documented in music. You know, and we felt that we had the ability to do that. And I think a lot of people, once we did that, a lot of people that we spoke to actually appreciated the fact that we had actually, made something musically to represent,
that struggle.
Okay, well, guys, thank you very, very much for joining us today. I hope you found it certainly as interesting and informative as I have found it. Also, please put your lyrics on the website so people can actually understand what you're trying to say and it's not open to misinterpretation. Okay, they seem to have disappeared. Okay, thank you to Raj. But sorry to everybody that's texted in and emailed in hoping to get questions. We simply didn't run out of time. But hopefully what you've been listening to today has definitely informed you about what Tiger Style are trying to say. And I'm sure that the controversy will continue. You're listening to Nihal on the BBC Asian Network.